While the methods of getting the information out to workers should be covered in the project communications plan, the ITCP can contain communications information consistent with the size of the project and the number and frequency of worker safety risks. Items that may be included in the ITCP notes and diagrams for a more complex job site might include the following: contact information for the general contractor and all subcontractors.
Designated worker and visitor parking areas. Procedures for orienting independent truck drivers to the activity area, workspace, and ITCP. Delineated areas around specific equipment and operations where workers on foot are prohibited. Designated locations for storing materials and servicing equipment. Schematic diagrams depicting movements of workers on foot, work vehicles, and equipment within the activity area. Descriptions of internal signs and other internal traffic control devices that will be used. Speed limit for operating vehicles and equipment within the activity area. Specifications for any lighting that will be required in the activity area. Description or drawing on how the ITCP relates to the TTCP. A training plan about the ITCP for all site personnel. And an operations communications plan, including how the ITCP will be monitored and enforced.
The ITCP must be an integral part of the project safety plan and contractor planning phase. If safety professionals are employed, they typically will lead the creation of the ITCP, and the site supervisor will oversee implementation. In other situations, project managers, foremen, supervisors, and other lead persons may need to work together to come up with a safe ITCP.